Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Show. Hello. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the IndieRe broadcast produced by Radio Korax from Halle Saale in Germany. IndieRe is an EU radio exchange program from 8 different countries which take part and present their local musical highlights and their local music scene. This is the second part of the project and our first show in this period. Today is our turn to do so, and we are Yoshi and Luise. Counted together, we are active as radio journalists for 11 years. Yoshi, hi.
Hi. Maybe it's even 12 years.
Yeah.
Because quickly we should introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm Yoshi, and this is my first IndieRe show. And before Radio Korax, I was in 2013. I was active at Radio Marsh in Slovenia, in the little town or city called Maribor. But I live in Halle for a long time, and I used to organize a lot of concerts. And then Corona kicked in, and I became very active in this lovely local radio I was connected already to, but never produced a show here.
Yeah, I'm Luise, and you listened to me into the IndieRe project, one, which started at the Corona pandemic season. So yeah, from me, you already listened to some shows, but we will present you today two interviews, one with a band called Sheol. And in the second part of our show, we will listen to the interview with Kava. And both other bands are releasing new albums at the moment. So we will listen to Sheol.
Yeah, to tell a few words about Sheol before. Sheol is a dream pop duo using various instruments and a loop station. Originally, they are from Italy, but unlike Olds, but like other birds, they have a nomadic lifestyle. So they move from here to there. And we asked them to send us a voicemail from Italian because we want to have some international voices in the show as well. And yeah, at this point, we want to send some greetings to Radio Popolare in Italy. It's a very nice radio station that was part of the last IndieRe project.
Yeah, we want to say hello and goodbye and thank you.
We miss you.
Okay. Greetings to Salvatore.
Cecilia?
Marco Di Puma e Cecilia, of course.
So hope you listen to this.
Ciao, siamo Sheol.
E voi state ascoltando IndieRe su Radio Korax.
Sheol released their album Invisible Heart on 22nd January this year. I asked them why they chose this date and what is the topic of this album, and got the following answer.
Oh, the release date of Invisible Heart just happened to match with my birthday. This time we had one more reason to party.
Invisible Heart is about homecoming, awakening, and a call to connect with the home within our own heart.
We need a little bit of time to find our home. Oh, time to find our home. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible Heart by Shio from the album Invisible Heart. I asked Shio a few more questions. My second question was, Shio started 2013, so 10 years ago. And I asked them, what are the main changes in their music if they compare Shio today with the old Owls from 2013?
It's been a transformative experience, both human and artistic. We've always been open to experiment, to collaborate, and grow in all directions.
Our vision was very, very clear since day one. So even if our music sounds more complex and multi-layered now, it still refers to the tiny seed we planted a long time ago.
Our radio station is based in Halle. Shio are based in Berlin, but they were living here for a while. I asked them what they brought to Halle and why they chose to move on to Berlin.
After releasing Animal Eye, we moved to Leipzig and then to Halle. And we had many friends living there. We played hundreds of gigs all over Germany. In Halle, we also organized a festival.
Recently, we reached our balance between live events and home studio projects. So even if Berlin is a multicultural international spot showing great opportunities, we're not planning to grow old there. We're still open for changes and challenges.
What is the biggest difference between seeing Shio live and listening to their records?
All the songs in our records were played and tested live before we recorded them. So usually our listeners like both the album and the concert. However, the energy that creates with the public is something you can't capture and print on vinyl.
Yes, and we are really aware of that. And we intend our performances as a sort of transformative ritual. This was very clear to me in the way I presented my solo project, Nine Spells, for example, last year at La Guess Who. The record can be something like a souvenir, a reminder, or something like a talisman that helps you staying in touch with the live experience.
If you never saw us live, albums are a good introduction to Shio.
What are the main challenges to survive as musicians at this moment?
Well, there's always been challenges everywhere, not only in the music business. There's also a huge difference between surviving and feeling alive.
So far, we've never come to terms with our passions. We invested in them, and we got always repaid.
The main challenge, as usual, is to think outside the box, or in modern terms, to think outside the social media, maybe, in order to reach the heart and not just the click.
And before we listen to the song Gold, which is the last track of their new album, I asked them what are their hopes and wishes for the future.
We wish everyone to lift their eyes from the screen and enjoy their lives.
And we hope you will come and enjoy our live shows.
See you soon.
For real.
Try.
Hello and welcome, listeners. You are listening to the radio show called Indire from Halle Saale in East Germany. And our next song is a complete different song because it's from a band called Spliss. It's a Berlin-based band and they are playing punk music, but more kind of in a soft way. I saw this band last month in the venue up a hill in an old garden, which was pretty cool. Spliss is also touring in the following months, and their last concert, which is in April of their tour, will be on the 3rd in Vienna. Greetings to our colleagues in Austria, and Spliss sent us also a message from the rehearsal room. We are going to listen to the song afterwards from their debut album called Welle.
Hi, we are Spliss. You are listening to Welle from our debut album, out now on Phantom Records.
Sharissa, aka Franny Frenzen, played in different kind of band combos in our region in Halle and Leipzig. For example, X-White and the female band Hot Chicks. I was very, very surprised and happy when I heard that she released her first solo album on the 11th of February. I really love her sound, especially the sound of this DIY scene. Scratchy, lovely, delayed, and especially the distorted reverb, which you can notice on different kinds of albums in that scene. She is an absolute powerful woman and artist, and we want to share the song Alien Company with you.
Let's go!
But it's true that we will continue talking about artists from our regions. And the next one is Tommy Sweel. He is a theater actor and an electronic loop artist. In most of his songs, he plays the charango. It's a small string instrument from Chile. Don't confuse it with an ukulele. It's really different and more complex and much better. And he will get angry if you say ukulele to it. Tommy sings in Spanish, German, and English. And we have a message from him to you in Spanish. I want to send greetings to our Indire partner, EMA RTV in Sevilla.
Hola, soy Tommy Sweel, un chileno que vive acá en Alemania, en Halle Saale. Y les quería compartir esta canción, que es de un disco que hice en un proyecto de investigación con una musicoterapeuta que reflexionamos con respecto a las heridas. Ella se llama Heike Langut. Hicimos unas improvisaciones que están también en el disco, que está en todas las plataformas digitales, y salió este impulso musical. En otro idioma también, y con respecto, sí, a ese mismo camino, o a esa misma manera. Espero que les guste, gracias por la invitación, y esto es de acuerdo al programa de Radio Corax, Indie RE. Muchas gracias, saludos desde Halle, que estén bien, chau.
funky and catchy, our local hit highlight is Tush, the glitch pop artist from Leipzig, which we didn't want to leave unmentioned. He released his last mixtape called Metal in September 2022. And this summer, he will play at the MENT Festival in Slovenia, Ljubljana, on the 29th of March. Looking forward. And we will listen to the song Delete After Death.
Nothing more to see. One day as I dive into the seas of dreams. Delete after death, there's nothing more to see. Ah, it's selfie time. My face is just a spam, do not record. Do not record. My feelings are rehearsed, do not restore. Do not restore. I'm going offline just to rest. To the seas of trees, delete after death, there's nothing more to see. Lock me out, delete after death, there's nothing more to see. One day as I dive into the seas of trees, delete after death, there's nothing more to see.
Indie Ray Show, we invented a category called Fesh. We will play a popular but not yet mainstream song in German language. Today I will show you the artist Nant. Nant is the solo project of Ferdinand Kirch from Würzburg. Nant is doing electronic music. He creates wavy pop beats, often spiced up with a trumpet that he plays live on stage. I was very happy to see him live at the Apple Tree Garden Festival. The international lineup would fit our Fesh category, also apart from Germany. Nant's live performance was outstanding. He's a tall guy, full of tattoos, but he appears to be a very calm and aware and very nice person. The lyrics of his song mainly deal with emotions, some are romantic or melancholic, but I want to present you his most recent release, which is called Dachlatte. It's a German word for roof batten, which is also a synonym for an idiot. As you might can imagine, this is a song about rage. Nant sings about the egoistic attitude of some asshole. I think every listener imagines a specific unpleasant person while listening to it. Here comes Nant, Dachlatte.
Thank you. Ich hab die Wut in meinem Kopf, ja du bist ein Egoist, ich spucke auf deinen Kopf, ja du bist ein Egoist, ich hasse deine Attitüde, scheißegal wer du so bist und bitte komm mir nicht, ich bin halt so, ich zeig dir wer du bist. Ich hab die Wut in meinem Kopf, ja du bist ein Egoist, ich spucke auf deinen Kopf, ja du bist ein Egoist, ich hasse deine Attitüde, scheißegal wer du so bist und komm mir nicht, ich bin halt so, ich zeig dir, wer du bist. Die Leute sind dir egal, was du machst, ist hier Gesetz und jemand kommt dann zu dir, der sagt, du hast Unrecht, dann flippst du aus, schlägst um dich in deinem Kopf ein kleines Kind, denn nein, ich weiß, du, dass du eine Dachlatte bist, geht um dich, nur um dich, alles, was du machst, ist gut und du verstehst nur dich selbst, deine Aura wie ein Fluch betrittst den Raum, keiner schaut, innerlich fühlst du dich klein und immer wieder fällt dir ein, dass du eine Dachlatte bist. Dein Ego ist, ich spucke auf deinen Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist, ich hasse deine Attitüde. Scheißegal, wer du so bist und bitte komm mir nicht, ich bin halt so, ich zeig dir, wer du bist. Ich hab die Wut in meinem Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist, ich spucke auf deinen Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist, ich hasse deine Attitüde. Scheißegal, wer du so bist und bitte komm mir nicht. Also ich zeig dir, wer du bist. Ich hab die Wut in meinem Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist. Ich spucke auf deinen Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist. Ich hasse deine Attitüde. Scheißegal, wer du so bist. Und bitte komm mir nicht. Ich bin halt so. Ich zeig dir, wer du bist. Ich hab die Wut in meinem Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist. Ich spucke auf deinen Kopf. Ja, du bist ein Egoist, ich hasse deine Attitüde. Scheißegal, wer du so bist und bitte komm mir nicht, ich bin halt so, ich zeig dir, wer du bist.
Our next interview guest will be Kava. Kava is a duo from Berlin, and Kava has a harsh, rough, and hard sound, which is great because somehow their lovely vocals are a perfect contrast to that. But let them describe themselves.
Hey everyone, we are Kava. We are a garage duo from Berlin, and we formed in March 2020.
Kava's new album will be released on the 10th of March. I wondered, what was the creative process like up to this point?
I'd probably say our creative process is like really messy most of the time. It's like not well organized or very structured. It's just like whenever someone has an idea, we bring that to the rehearsal room and like start to play the song or the riff or whatever over and over again until it sounds kind of okay-ish. And then most of the time, after a while, we kind of figure out that we actually have to bring some structure to the songs, and that's when we're like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe play this part again after the other. But yeah, mostly it's just like really messy and just like going with like the flow or whatever feels good for us.
You guys are just two people. How do you manage to create a sound as powerful as yours?
Overall, I would say that it's the interplay of us two playing drums and guitar together, because not just musically, but also personally, we get along really well with each other, which creates the whole vibe of Kava. But maybe like technical wise, it's probably our guitar sound, because we use lots of effects. Mainly it's distortion and fuzz, but we also use an octaver, which puts the frequencies one octave lower. So we also have the deep range, which would normally be achieved by a bass guitar.
What do you think are the biggest difference between performing live and recording in a studio?
I think the biggest differences between performing live and recording in the studio are, I mean, first of all, the audience, because it always makes such a huge difference to play in front of a crowd that really, like, enjoys your music and, I don't know, you can see the faces and, like, see that everyone's having a good time. But then also, I think one of the biggest differences is that, like, recording something means it's going to be permanent. And I personally struggle with it sometimes because I know that when we play live, like, the songs still change even after we've played them for, like, a couple of months. Because you can always, like, do something different, like, sing a little different or play a little different. And with recording, it's just, like, it's gonna be like this forever. And whenever you're gonna hear it afterwards, you know exactly how it's gonna sound. So that's kind of weird, which is why I personally also prefer performing live much more than recording.
You are going to be touring in Germany as well as Austria, starting in March and finishing in April. Do you organize everything or do you have someone to help you with that?
Until October of last year, we really did everything by ourselves. But when we decided to do a proper tour to our album release, we thought that it might be helpful to get external help from booking agency. So first of all, there's Faulkrampf Booking. They got in touch with us. It's a feminist booking agency and they helped us with the main tour. So they organized 11 dates of all of them. Then secondly, we have Lessig Booking. They are based in Austria, in Linz, and they helped us with the dates in Austria. And at the beginning of the year, we signed at the German label. They're called Buback and they helped us with the date in Hamburg. I have to say that it's really relieving that they're helping us so much because it takes a lot of workload from us and we can concentrate on playing gigs and doing music much more. But apart from the tour, we are still doing the booking a lot by ourselves as we have a really big network of friends and other bands which we established in the last years of gigging.
I can do.
Thank you, Kava, for the interview. We are playing some kind of similar music, also some kind of punk music from the band Akku. Akku is a band which released on the Leipzig-based DIY record label Off Bits and Pieces, which was featured in one of my shows from Indie Ray Project 1.0. Their new single came out on February the 10th. We see again Radio Korax is about punk music, a song only 1 minute 40 seconds short can always make it into our shows. Again, you can notice the delayed vocals similar to the song we had at the beginning of our show from Shariza's new album. This is a common effect which is frequently used by a lot of bands in our region, in especially in that scene. Have fun, Akku, Summon of the Sun, their new album. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. This was the radio show produced in the day, produced in Halle, Saale, from Radio Korax.
We would like to thank to all the artists, especially to Shio and Kava, who made the interviews with us, and to the bands who sent us voicemails, and to the band who were producing such great music, which we could play today. And also thanks to Luise.
Yeah, thank you, Yoshi, also for producing this show. And we think that we are part of this Indire EU project called Indire.
So we will now say in different languages, thank you and goodbye to all the other stations. Hvala lepa, le in le pozdrav. Muchas gracias y adiós. Kösenem, see ya.
Merci beaucoup, au revoir. Dankeschön.
Pussy,
baba. Thank you and goodbye.
And we will end with another Berlin-based band called Halbtal. The song is called Deadline. Pussy, baba.
If today we're able to create a two-headed dog with six legs, is it possible that a similar creature existed thousands of years ago? And I say yes. The great thing about ancient aliens.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire featured song.
Something's off and you can't put your fingers on it. No Way Back is about trying really hard to make the best out of seemingly hopeless situations. And with that, hey everyone, you are listening to the featured song selected by Radio Korax in Germany. We will listen to No Way Back by the Berlin Garage Duo Kava.
Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.